Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Leslie Grossman back on the show. Leslie is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. She's a leadership coach par excellence. She's the vice chair of the Global Advisory Council at Impact Leadership. She's been a business chair for a long time, CEO of executive private advisory boards, which is what Vistage is, and she's a co-founder, and I think this may have been one of the, when we first met her, she's co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange, and the author of a bunch of books, including Link Out, including Cellstation, and many others, and she's our good friend for a long time now. Leslie Grossman, welcome back to the show.
I'm so delighted to be here on International Women's Day.
How about that? So you know, I was thinking, my first question would be, why do we have to have an International Women's Day? And, of course, then I thought, well, then all my lady friends are going to say, because there's 364 International Men's Days, right?
So you got the answer right.
Hey, I got a wife. I know how this works. Hey, Leslie, let's talk about International Women's Day as a thing, as an event, as a moment in time. What do you think about it when you think about this? I know your accomplishments. You're established. You're known. You're a person who's has amazing accomplishments. And what do you think about it?
Here's the reason we need it. We need this marking. And also, by the way, March is also Women's History Month.
Right.
It really goes on for an entire month. And the reason that this is important is because women have been grossly missing from history books, museums, national holidays, everything, ever since the beginning of time, up until today.
Right.
And so, you know, when you cannot hear, it's for the younger generation. Let's say that. This is really for women, girls and young women, because it's been said by many people, if you can see it, you can be it. And girls, especially girls, young women in high school, need to be able to see what's possible. And so the March, with Women's History Month and with International Women's Day, really gives it an opportunity for them to see the women that have accomplished so much that have been missing from the history books.
Right.
And so that's why that's one of the main reasons I believe that it's so important.
Right. Well, and I agree with you 100%. As the father of a daughter who's a highly accomplished individual, you know, on her whole life since she was, a kid, you know, and it's something that's it's very important to me, and I feel like I'm an extension of my mother. My dad was awesome, but my mother was I feel more of her fire in me than anything. So I think about her and an awful lot in my work, because you know she worked, and I remember one of her greatest accomplishments was a 10-year perfect attendance pin while she was raising four children. So
amazing, right?
Yeah. Of course, my dad was working in a steel mill at the same time. You know, it wasn't like he was laying up drunk or anything, but still, you know, it was a long time ago, and people had to work. But anyway, those are the forces in my life, and when you think about the young girls and the young women, what do you think is their biggest? I know what your generation's thinking about what your challenges were, but when you think about the young people, things here are different, aren't they, today? What are their challenges?
Well, look, I mean, let's take this year out of it, right? Because they all have terrible challenges this year with what's going on with the pandemic,
this year has been neutered gender on challenges, hasn't it?
Well, yes and no. If you're going to talk about that, because if you see the numbers now, you know that, like, with the unemployment rates and all of that, that more women have had to step out of the workforce because of schools being closed and having. That's right. So you really can't take
this year out. I mean, this year marked a generation, didn't it?
It did, and it's affected all children for sure. But it's affected women grossly, because how can they be running, you know, if they can't send their children to school, who's going to take care of
and
the kids?
And I especially think about the single mothers. And what they've had to deal with. No partner. We're going to take a quick break, come right back with Leslie Grossman. We're going to talk some more about International Women's Day. What does it mean? Why is it important? And why we should care? 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.